AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Music at a Christmas market in Germany got drowned out today by police sirens. A car plowed into the busy market in Magdeburg in eastern Germany. At least two people are dead. At least 68 others were injured in what authorities suspect was an attack. The driver was arrested. The local interior minister told reporters the suspect is a 50-year-old Saudi doctor who first came to Germany in 2006. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans have agreed on a new spending plan that would temporarily fund federal operations and disaster aid, but holds off on President-elect Donald Trump's demands for a debt limit increase into the new year. A vote is expected soon. On social media, Trump indicated he would be open to a shutdown if he doesn't get what he wants. Federal workers are watching this very closely. Jesus Soriano is president of the American Federation of Government Employees, Local 3403.
It is a dark moment because the American people deserve a government that serves them, and employees should not be subject to fear or uncertainty. Not only we are expecting very difficult actions against employees and unions in the coming year, but on top of that, we may have a shutdown in a few hours.
Yesterday, the House rejected Trump's new plan to fund operations. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's chances of staying in power have become more tenuous after the opposition party that backed his government for years says it will vote no confidence in the government when Parliament resumes. France's anti-terrorism court convicted eight people of involvement in the beheading of teacher Samuel Paty in 2020. He was killed near Paris days after showing his class cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad during a debate on free expression. Stocks rebounded today on Wall Street to close out the week. This is AP News. Prices are soaring in Europe for butter, and it's leaving a bad taste for bakers and consumers. Pastry chef Arnaud Delmontel rolls out dough to put in the oven at his Paris bakery.
Les croissants, les pains chocolat.
He says for croissants, it's 7 pounds of dough for 2 pounds of butter. Delmontel says the price for butter has shot up by 25% since September alone. He refuses to resort to using lower-priced margarine. He says it's as if you were selling a Ferrari with a much cheaper Dacia engine, but presenting it as a Ferrari. At some point, it's not going to work. People will notice. Experts say the increase in butter prices is the result of a global shortage of milk caused by declining production, including in the U.S. Butter is so important in Poland, the government there keeps a stockpile of it in the country's strategic reserves. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.